Magdim, where the Megala Amukes tells us about Chodesh Elul, and we'll try to understand a little bit of the Neflois that the Megala Amukes tells us. We find when Yaakov and Esav were born, the Torah tells us that Yodoy Echezos Ba'akev Esav. Yaakov Avinu was holding Ba'akev Esav. The Magal Amukas tells us, Rashi says from Chazal, why was Esav called Esav? Esav was called Esav because he was Osui. He was finished. He was a finished product. So truthfully, the name of Esav should be Osui, not Esav. So there's missing a yud from the word Esav. So the Megal Amukas tells us that when Esav was and Yaakov were born, they took half of the world belonged to Esav, half belonged to Yaakov. Meaning the 12 months of the year, 6 months belonged to Esav, 6 months belonged to Yaakov. The 6 months that belonged to Esav were Tevis, Shvat, and Adar. Those are in the winter months. In the summer months, the 3 months that were Esav's months were Tammuz, Av, and Elul. Yaakov Avinu went and took away from Esav the Chodesh Elul. There was a war between Yaakov and Esav to who Chodesh Elul should belong, and Yaakov Avinu took Chodesh Elul away from Esav. And he took away Chodesh Elul from Esav, that means Yodoy Echezes Ba'akev Esav, in the end of Esav. At the end of the year, this Chodesh Elul, at the end of Esav's month, Yodoy Echezes Ba'akev Esav, he took away the Chodesh Elul. So the Megal Amukes tells us. The Megal Amukes tells us more than that, that Yodoy is the Eis Yud. If you put together the Yud and the Vav and the Dalet in a different order, it's a Yud. And Yaakov Avinu really was called Akev. Yaakov Avinu took off a Yud from Esav, and that's how he became Yaakov. Is Yodoy Echezes Ba'akev Esav. That's what it says in Megal Amukes. We have to understand what this Megal Amukes is telling us, what lies in this idea that we have, that the months of Elul really belong to Esav, and there's a Mochama between Yaakov and Esav, who the months should belong to, and Yaakov Avinu went and took away the months. Secondly, we find that the month that he took away the Yud from Esav, where the Yud from Esav was at the end of the word Esav, and he put the Yud in front of the word. He took the Yud and put it in front of the Akev, and he put it, made it from a Tiakev. If we'll really understand what it means, we'll understand what Chodesh Elul is all about. Rashi tells us in Chumash, Oz Yoshia Moshe Yud Al Shem HaMachshov HaNemra. There is Yud, Rashi says, Yoshir, Yud Al Shem HaMachshava Nemra. There is Yud is Meira on the Indian of Machshava. There is two ways that a person could live. There's a way a person lives that first he does and then he thinks. There's a way a person lives that first he thinks and then he does. The difference between Esav and Yaakov is which way a person lives. Esav's name was Osui. Osui is the word Osu, and then a Yud. First he does, and then he puts the machshava. Then he thinks, did I do right? Did I not do right? The first impulse is to do as the way he wants to do. Then afterwards he uses the machshava to think if he did right, and if he didn't do right, how to cover up what he did. That's the name of Osui. First Osu, first it should be done. And then I'll use the Yud, and I'll use the Yud at the end of my name. The Yud will come afterwards. The Yud will be the Machshava. Yaakov Avinu went and took away the Yud from Esav. He took away the Koyach HaMachshava from Esav, and he changed the order. He changed the order that first there is a Yud, and then there is the Akev. Yud and Akev means, first I will do the Machshava, and then I will do the Maisa. Akev is Merames on the Akev of a person, on the Koyach HaAsiyah of the person, on the Koyach of walking of the person, on the Koyach of the person doing. Yud Akev, first will come the Machshava. First the Machshava will see if it's right or it's wrong. First I will use my Machshava to know if I should do something or I shouldn't do something. Then I will do That is the difference between Esav and Yaakov, and that was the Mochama of Esav and Yaakov, and that is really what the Chodesh Elul is all about. We know that in Sefer Yetzirah, we don't have a lot of idea of the Oimek of Sefer Yetzirah, but Svarim HaKadoshim bring that in Sefer Yetzirah it said on every Chodesh which Ois the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the Chodesh with. That means there are 12 Ois Yois Pshutois in the Aleph Beis, there are Ois Yois Kfulois in the Aleph Beis, 7 Ois Yois Kfulois in the Aleph Beis, there are 12 Ois Yois Pshutois in the Aleph Beis. These 12 Ois Pshutois, the 12 Chodeshim of the year were created with. This Sefer Yetzirah tells us the Chodesh of Elul was created with the Ois Yud. Now, another thing tells us the Sefer Yetzirah, that there are 12 different koichos in the nefesh of a person. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took one of these oisiyos and was mamlechit, gave it a koyach in one of the 12 koichos of a person. Himlech ois yud, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took the ois yud and made it a melech b'maise, made it a melech in the maise of a person. Meaning that what is the Aveda of Chodesh Elul? The Aveda of Chodesh Elul is to take the Ois Yud. As we said, that the Ois Yud is Al Shem. Al Shem HaMachshava Nemra. The Ois Yud is Al Shem HaMachshava. And what is the Aveda of the person? That the Machshava should be the Melech. The Machshava should be the one who dictates what a person does and what a person doesn't do. And that's the Aveda of Chodesh Elul. The Aveda of Chodesh Elul is, who is the dictator? Who dictates what to do? Do the tliaguf, do the taibus of the person? Does the lev, the yadayim of the person dictate what a person should do? Or is it machshava that dictates what a person should do? So the koyach of Chodesh Elul is himlech oisyut. That a person has to be mamlech oisyut. Why is that? Because that was the mochama of Chodesh Elul. The mochama of Chodesh Elul was, to who does Elul belong? Does Elul belong to Esav, who Esav is Asui, where the Asiya comes before the Machshava, or Elul belongs to Yaakov, where the Machshava comes before the Ekev, where the Machshava comes before the Maise. And that is the Aveda of Chodesh Elul, that the Machshava should be the Moilech, the Machshava should be the one who is king, the Machshava should be the one who rules in the person, and rules what kind of Maise the person does. That is the Aveda of Chodesh Elul. This Malchama of Esav and Yaakov wasn't the Mochama that happened only in latest Yaakov and Esav. This Mochama happens every year when it comes Chodesh Elul. Every year when it comes Chodesh Elul, the Koichos of Esav and Rasha want to be Shoilet in Chodesh Elul. They want that Chodesh Elul should belong to them. And Yaakov Avinu has the Koich HaMolchama to have a Mochama with Esav and win the Mochama and win over that Elul should belong to us. The Megala Mukes tells us another remez nifle on the Indian of Chodesh Elul. In Parshas Balak, it says a pasuk that Balak and Bilam were talking about giving a klal klal Yisrael. What did he ask to give a klal klal Yisrael? He knew that where is the koyach of klal Yisrael? The koyach of klal Yisrael is Chodesh Elul. Where is klal Yisrael's koyach that klal Yisrael is able to win all the Mohammeds with Umes Olam? Is only because Klal Yisrael had an Elul, where Elul a person could set himself straight, and where Elul a person could prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave an Elul that a person should be able to prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah. If not, we cannot be Zeuche B'Yom Adin, only if we'll have an Elul before Rosh Hashanah. So Bilam and Balak, what was their main machshava, what was their main aim? To take away Chodesh Elul. So the Megal Amukis tells us, it says a pasuk in Parshas Balak, Vayisa Misholoi Vayoyme Min Aram Yancheni Balak Melech Moyof Meharre Kedem Lecha Orari Lihakev Ulecha Zoyama Yisrael. So the Megal Amukis says, what did he mean by Lecha Orari Yaakov? Where did he want to give a klala Yaakov? You know what he wanted to give a klala Yaakov? He wanted to take away the Elul, which Yaakov Avinu was the one who was Zeichen Chodesh Elul. The Megal Amukis in a different place tells us there were three times that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. Three times that Moshe Rabbeinu went up Arba'im Yoyim to Shemayim. Arba'im Yoyim when he went up after Matan Torah to get the Luchos. Arba'im Yoyim Emtzoyim where he was Oisik in Tefillah. And Arba'im Yoyim which he went up on Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur to be mekabel the luchos shnis. The three times Avraham Yom the Megalamukah says is keneged the three avos hakedoshim. The third Avraham Yom is keneged Yaakov. The koyach of Chodesh Elul, as we said before, is Yaakov Avinu's koyach. Lecha ara li Yaakov ulecha. So what does the Megalamukah tell us? Lecha ara li ulecha is Rosh Tevis Elul. He was wanted to take away the Elul. The Yaakov is in the middle, because the Yaakov is Chodesh Elul, and he wanted to take away the Chodesh Elul. The Megalamukah adds, Lecha ara li, ara is Rosh Tevis, Elul Rosh Hashanah. That was the whole Koyach of Bilam. Bilam and Rasha wanted to take away the Koyach of Chodesh Elul. The 30 days that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Chodesh Elul, that one can prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah. How could he prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah? By being mamlech the yud over the hekev, by using the machshava, that the machshava should be the one who dictates what a person should do. That's what Bilam HaRasha wanted to do. That's what Bilam HaRasha wanted to take away. If we want, we could say a remez nifla. The Bnei Yisachar brings in the Bein HaMetzarim that Bilam, with the milui of Bilam, that means if you write out the oisius of Bilam, makes Lamed Ayin Mem is Begematria 996. That's 696. That's exactly how many hours there are in Chodesh Elul. Because Bilam wanted to take away the days of Chodesh Elul, which the days of Chodesh Elul are the days when a person can prepare himself in the 696 hours that there are in 30 days, that a person can prepare himself to be Mamlech, there is youth over the Maisa. If we want, we'll try to bring another ayah that Chodesh Elul, the Iker Aveda is the Iskashrus of the Machshava and the Maisa. The Arizal tells us that the 12 months of the year are Mechuvin to the 12 Chadoshim, to the 12 Shvatim, meaning every month has its own Shar, every month has its own Koichis, just like every Shevet has its own Koichis. Well, what is Chodesh Elul? The Arizal tells us, it's a machlokes how we count the Shvatim, but if we count the Shvatim the way the Arizal tells us, Chodesh Elul is keneged Shevet God. God is Chodesh Elul. Let us look what it says in Pasuk about God. First of all, we'll understand, first let's look at the Pasuk, then we'll understand more the connection of God to Chodesh Elul. The Pasuk says, "O the God Omar, Baruch Marchiv God, Kelov Yishochein, V'toraf Zroya Avkotkoit." The Rashi tells us, what does it mean, V'toraf Zroya Avkotkoit? Harugeyem Hayunukarim. The people that God used to kill, who were able to tell that God killed them. They had such a gvura. What was their gvura? Choytchim Harosh Imazroya V'maka Achas. The Targum Yonison brings that when they killed a person, they were able to take off the head from the person together with the hand in one maka. What is the inyan that God was able to knock off the head with one hand, with one maka? The Gra tells us that there lies in this Rashi a davar nifla admiyot. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Menachos that a person that soch bein tefila letefila is chayze me'orche amalchama. That a person that talks between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal reish is chayze me'orche amalchama. He cannot go out. He is one of the people that the Shaitan told him in this week's parasha that Ayare Ma'aber Shaviyadai, he has to be Chayt the Me'arech HaMalchama. Why? So the Rosh in Hilchos Ketanos, in Hilchos Tefillin says, because B'schus, that you don't talk between Tefillin Shayyad and Tefillin Shareish, B'schus the mitzvah of Tefillin, you will Menatzeach HaMalchama. V'torav Zeroya Avkotkoit is Meramez on the Indian of Tefillin. That's what the Rosh says. Zeroya Avkotkoit. The hand is from Shoyad, Kotkoit is from Shoresh. So the Gra says that of an Ifla. You know why they were able to kill the Rosh and the Israel Basachas? Because God was Miyuchid, that they weren't Mafsik between Tzvon Shoyad and the Tzvon Shoresh. They didn't make a Hefsik between Tzvon Shoyad and Tzvon Shoresh. So therefore, what was the Piroin, Mida Keneged Mida? That they had the Koyach to be Choytech Arosh Imadroya. Adkan Divrei Agra. What is the meaning that God had this koyach? Let us understand. What is Tefillin Shayyad? What is Tefillin Shoresh? This week's parasha starts. Shoiftim v'shoitrim titein l'cha b'chol she'arecha. The Sasamis tells us what is the difference between a shofet and a shoter. A shofet is one who gives down the laws, one who understands what is right and what is wrong. A shoter is a policeman who takes the laws and enforces the laws. That means shofet is the seichel, shoter is the guf. Shofet means to be mishpit in the seichel, the right way, to know what is right and to know what is wrong. Shoter is to enforce what you know what is right and what is wrong. That is shoftim v'shoitrim. So Sam says that that is tefillin shel reish and tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel reish is the shofet. L'man tiyater es Hashem b'ficha, tefillin is l'taytafes bein einecha, tefillin is al ha-reish, that the moyach shebereishi should understand what is right and what is wrong. The machshava should be the right machshava. Then there's another koyach in the my side, that there's a koyach that one has to have a shoter, one has to have a policeman to tie down. What does the shoter do? Rashi says, what does the shoter do? Elu klei, Rashi says, haroidin v'sa'om, shemakin, they hit, the koifsim b'makel, and the koifis b'makel u'b'ritzua. What is the koifsim b'makel u'b'ritzua? That's the tefillin shel yad. Tefillin shel yad is koifes the guf. It ties down the guf. It ties down the guf, it is the shoter on the guf. It is the one that ties down the guf, that the guf should listen to the tefillin shel reish. So that is the avodah of tefillin. Tefillin shel yad is the avodah of tying down the guf. Tefillin shel reish is the avodah of seeing that the machshavah should be in the right place. The machshavah should have the right machshavah, and that the machshavah of the tefillin shel yad, the machshavah of the reish, should be shoylet on the guf. Now, when a person puts on tefillin and is mafsik between the shel yad and the shel reish, means that he's not machnia the guf to the reish. That means that he puts on tefillin shel yad and he makes a hefsik and he doesn't want to have a kesher between the guf and the reish. That means that the person's guf is not nichna to the reish. That means that it's not the melech, the machshava is not the melech over the maisa. It's not the way it should be. Now what then? It's first asu and then yud and then the machshava. It's separated. One has no connection to the other. But if a person is not mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel reish, meaning that he ties down the guf in order that the machshava should be the one that shoylet over the guf, and that's why he's not mafsik between the two, because he knows that it's all one, that it's not two separate things. The guf and the machshava are not separate. The guf is there in order to be nichna, in order to be under the rule of the machshava. So then he's not mafsik between the shel reish and the shel yad. So that's why God, which God is menatzeach and mochama. The only way a person can be menatzeach and mochama over somebody else is only if he's menatzeach in his own mochama. Klal Yisrael's mochama does not win the way the mochamas of Umas Oilam win. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think I once said over this Aruch HaShulchan, but it's kedai to repeat this Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Adover Nifle, why is it that Yoav ben Tzruya, Sar Tzava Yisrael, would be in Arei Miklot? We don't take him out from the Arei Miklot in order to come and fight for Klal Yisrael. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, because he can't win the Mochama. Because a person that was a Ritzeach, Bishgaga, it's impossible that he should have the Siyata Rishmaya to win. That's what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is telling us, Klal Yisrael doesn't win wars because it has Koichi Ve'etzim Yadi. Klal Yisrael's Mochamas are won because they have a Mochama Pnimius. They have a Mochama Pnimius with the Yetzara. They won their Mochama Pnimius with the Yetzara. And when one wins his own Mochama, he's able to win the Mochama with the world. He's able to win the Mochama on Umis Reilam. So who could go out to Mochama? Somebody that's not Soch Ben Twila Le Twila. Somebody that he won is Mochama, that the Machshava is Shoedet on the Guf. That the Machshava is the one who is the Melech on the Guf. That the Guf is not separate from the Machshava. He knows to dictate what the Maseichel says, that's what he does. As it says in Tanya, in the Kutei Torah, the Seichel of a person is called cold. The guf, the blood of a person is warm. When a person is shoylet, the mamayach over the lave, that means he has no negiyas in his machshavas. Why? Because he's not that, it's a cold-blooded, the moyach. The moyach doesn't have any warmth to it. It doesn't have any argoshes to it. It's only seichel. Seichel doesn't have no negiyas. When seichel has no negiyas, then a person knows what is right and what is wrong. If a person has shoychat, he can't know what is right and what is wrong. There is no greater shoychat that a person has than the shoychat of anoas aguf. A person can't think straight. Ka'a shoychad yaver, the shoychad makes him blind. Which shoychad is the greatest shoychad? Rabbi Chanan says, the greatest shoychad is the shoychad that a person has from his own anos. So a person doesn't see straight. But when a person thinks straight, then he can be shoylet on his goof, and he can be a melech on his goof. And once a person is a melech on his goof, then he could go out and win Mulchamas. That's why God was able to win Mulchamas. Why? Because God had the Maila of Loisach Ben Tvila L'Tvila, and that's why Arugeim Ayunukarim, why would Arugeim Ayunukarim Chaitchim Aroshim Azraya? Because it was connected to Roshim Azraya. Because the Roshim Azraya were connected, meaning that it was Mamluk to Machshav and Maisa. That is the Chayach of Chaydish Elul. The Chayach of Chaydish Elul is the Shevet God. Shevet God is the Kayach of Mulchama. Why? Because in Chaydish Elul, we all have a Mulchama. Chaydish Elul is a Zman Mulchama. That's why we said this morning, L'David. Why did we say L'David in the morning? What was the reason to say L'David? Why did we say this capital? Rav Tzadik says that there's only one reason why we say this capital. If the reason would be because it says, Oiri v'yishi, Oiri v'Rosh Hashanah v'yishi v'yam kippurim, then we should say it only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why do we say it a whole Chodesh Elul? Lulei amanti lirois v'tov Hashem. Lulei is oisis Elul. The Gemara says in Masechtas Berachos, Lama nokud al lulei, kos shema yigrem achet. Chodesh Elul, a person has to live with the fear of Shema Yigrem Achet. Lulei, a person has to live a life in Chodesh Elul of Lulei, worrying Shema Yigrem Achet. Why is that? Because Chodesh Elul is a zman of Imtokim Olai Melchama. Chodesh Elul is a zman of Melchama. There's an Esav out there that's trying to take away from us Chodesh Elul. It's trying to tempt us to go after Tanugei Aguf and go away from the Rosh. Take you first. Go after your Maisim first. Say Osui. First Asiya and then think what you're supposed to do. No. We have to fight Chodesh Elul. And we can have a Mulchama Chodesh Elul. But in Tokim Alai Mulchama B'Zeis Ani B'Teach. I'll be B'Teach that I'll win the Mulchama, but I have the Koyach of Yankiv Avinu, which Yankiv Avinu gave us the Koyach to be able to win the Mulchama Chodesh Elul. That is our Koyach of Chodesh Elul. Our Koyach of Chodesh Elul is the Koyach of Yankiv Avinu. The word B'Zeis is Begematria Kodesh, which is Meramis on Yankiv Avinu, which is the third bracha in Shemoneh Esra, Ata Kodesh, Veshimcha Kodesh, is the bracha of Yankiv Avinu, is called Kedesh Yaakov. That's Bezeis on Yibeteach, Habeteach in the Kodesh of Yankiv Avinu, where Yankiv Avinu already won the Mulchama once and took away Chodesh Elul from Esav. So too, I will be Beteach in the Kodesh of Yaakov, and I will win the Mulchama Chodesh Elul. But I have to remember that Chodesh Elul is a Zman Mulchama. It's a Zman Mulchama, and a Mulchama, there's no time to sleep in a Mulchama. There's no time to forget that we're in a Mulchama. Because when a person is a Mulchama and he forgets there's a Mulchama, he loses the Mulchama. Mulchama you win by being Mesim Lev that there is a Mulchama. And that's Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is a Zman that a person has to remember there's a big Mulchama in Chodesh Elul. How do I win the Mulchama? I win the Mulchama by being Mamlech, the Yud over the Maisa. I win the Chodesh Elul, I win the Mulchama by taking my mind and being Mamlech it over the Asiyah. I think we talk in Chodesh Elul, we have to take a few minutes to talk about what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tried to help us before Chodesh Elul. Everything that happens in the world, it has a meaning. And everything that happens in the world is something that a person has to learn. There's a Neir Dikisvasemes in Parshas Rei. The Sasemes says, the Gemara says, Eizein Yisurim Shel Ahava, Kol She'ein Ben Bitul Teiru, Bitul Tefillah. There's many ways to learn the Gemara. The Sasemes in Parshas Rei says, a new Mahalach in the Gemara. What does it mean? Every time there comes Yisurim to a person, if a person learns the parash of Yisurim, he learns what the Yisurim mean, and he comes to be more Torah because of it, and he comes to Tefillah because of it, then it's called Ein Ben Bittel Torah, Bittel Tefillah, because the Yisurim brought him to Torah, and the Yisurim brought him to Tefillah. Everything that happens on the world has to be learned. You have to know to learn what happened on the world, and to be able to learn it and to learn from it. If the Rebbeinu Shalom brought a hurricane a week before Chodesh Elul, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that we should sit down and learn. And the Rebbeinu Shalom brought a media in our generation that is trying to bombard us with something to be oikir from us emunah and to be oikir from us ashkocha. We hear a whole day nature and nature, and again. We hear again, it was an act of nature, and it was an act of nature. We forget that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam that did it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam did it with a Kavana Tchila, and the Ribbono Shel Olam did it that we should learn from it. And he meant something to learn. Let us try in our eyes to learn some of the lessons that the hurricane in New Orleans has to teach us. I don't say that that's the reason. I only say what a person can see with his own eyes. Every person sees with their eyes the way it is. The greater a person is, the more you can see. I can only say what I see with my shuffledic eyes, what I see the Yad Hashem, and what the Ribbono Shel Olam did. For 6 months ago, or 8 months ago, there was a tsunami. The tsunami happened on the other side of the world, and many of us were very nisragish with the tsunami, but there was another side of us that said, yes, of course, in backward countries of Indonesia, Thailand, over there, there can happen destruction. We live in America. We live in the king of the world. We live in the strength of America. In America, this can never happen. In America, there can never happen such destruction. America will know when it's coming. America can protect itself. America is the king of the world. America is the one who helps everybody when they're in trouble. We will never have such destruction. Every person was nichshol in such a machshava deep down in his mind. He didn't worry about the tsunami. Why? Because the tsunami happened far, far away. It didn't happen in our backyard. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. The Chiddush Drash HaSaram tells us, first he brings something far away. A person could learn from it, or a person could not learn from it. If a person doesn't learn from what happens on the other end of the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam brings it closer to him, and closer to him, and closer to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam took the gayus of America, and was mashpul the gayus of America, a lot more than was mushpul the gayus of America at 9/11. The gayus of America, America knew exactly that at 7 o'clock in the morning the hurricane will strike. They knew the power of the hurricane, and they weren't able to do anything to stop it. They weren't able to avoid it. They weren't able to avoid that 20 or 30,000 people shouldn't get killed. They weren't able to avoid that a million people shouldn't be evicted from their houses. It's not a simple thing that after a week that America caused Israel to evict 10,000 people from their houses, that the Ribbono Shel Olam paid them back for every year that was evicted, that 100 people should be evicted from the houses. Whoever saw pictures of people being evicted from the roofs of the houses with cranes, and saw pictures of people sitting on the roofs of the houses in New Orleans waiting to be evicted by cranes, couldn't help and think that it was exactly what happened a week ago in Gaza. Nobody was able to put away that machshava from his mind, that the same way that people were on the roofs and were evicted from the roofs, the same way the Schwarz in New Orleans were sitting on their roofs and waiting for people to come and save them. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam pays back right away. But the Ribbono Shel Olam pays back more than that. The Ribbono Shel Olam takes a city which had the most prestigious city in the United States. In a certain way, was the only city that had French culture in the United States. The French culture of Paris, which Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, is the Mekar HaZnus of the Bria. The French language and the French culture was in America, in this city. And in this city, there was a time of the year that legally the biggest pretzels went on in the streets of this city. Then Ribbono Shel Olam went and took the city and destroyed it. It's openly for a person to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to show that it does not take such immorality, he does not save such immorality, and he has opened Yad Hashem to show that he's oikir such immorality from the Bria. And it's a lesson for us. It's a lesson for us to live in our backyard. The Ribbono Shel Olam did such a churban to wake us up before Elul, that we have to better our ways. We have to better our ways. In the Bria, there's Yisayd Hamayim. Yisayd Hamayim, there's four Yisaydis in the Bria. Rabbi Chaim Vital says, Eish, Mayim, Ruach and Ofer. Eish is the Ruach, comes the Midas HaKas. Ruach comes the Midas HaGayus. Ofer comes the Midas HaAtzlus. Mayim comes the Midas HaTaiva. When the Ribbono Shel Olam brings a marble on the world, when he brings Mayim on the world, Mayim comes because of Taiva on the world. Let us think a tsunami. Let us think what happened in Eastern Europe and in Europe, where the Ribbono Shel Olam brought floods 2 weeks ago. Let us think about the hurricane, and let us think what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us before Mashiach is coming, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is showing Yidden before Mashiach is coming, that the Inyan of Taiva has gone too far. The world has moved too far in the immorality of the world, and I want you to get better. I want you to be misakin, the Inyan of Taiva. I want you to live more like Yidden. I want you to be mekadosh yourself. I want you to be metari yourself from the Taiva of the world. I think that Ribbono Shel Olam showed us something before Chodesh Elul to wake us up. Such a churban came in America only to wake us up. To wake us up that we shouldn't live with a false betochen in the American government. We shouldn't live in a government that suddenly had to ask the whole world to help them. All the countries of the world have to come and help America instead of America helping the world. We must pull the gayest of America, that we don't have to have any betochen in America. We have to have a betochen only in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing will help us except the Ribbono Shel Olam will help us. The Ribbono Shel Olam can bring churban any place in the world, and nobody could stop it. No technology could stop it. Nothing could stop it. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam could stop it. That's one limud that we have to learn. We have to learn the limud of the Inyan that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to clean the world. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to cleanse the world of immorality. And we have to cleanse ourselves of our chesreinus in Yoni Taiva, of our skashrus to in Yoni Gashmias. Elul is Rosh HaTeivos, Ani Ledoidi V'doidi Li. Ani Ledoidi means I'm completely Ledoidi. I'm going to be menatik my skashrus to other things. I want to be only mekusha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, it's very hard. It's a very big madrega. But Chodesh Elul means that we start thinking about our ma'asim, we start elevating our ma'asim, we start leaving the impressions that the American society made on us. The American society had a very big impression on us. The looseness of the American society, the immorality of the American society leaves a very big impression on Yidden. And we have to start elevating ourselves and leaving that impression that it made on us. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam showed us the churban of that kind of society. And the Ribbono Shel Olam showed us that he doesn't like that society. And he gave it to us as a siyua before Chodesh Elul, that in Chodesh Elul we should elevate ourselves in this society and we should become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.